Would you believe that I'm actually thinking of a couple of names besides just search Eric Chase in iTunes, the podcast app, or Podbean? Search Eric Chase as a name. Actually, search Eric Chase might be the perfect name for this. Say what it is. That's one of my mottos. I am not a good business person. I do think I have some good ideas, but I don't have the business acumen. Going back to like a couple years ago, I wanted to open up a gym, but I'm like, how the hell do I get contractors all situated? And how many toilets? But I do have good ideas. Let me connect you with a couple of guys who I think have a brilliant and innovative idea. And often those are so simple, we overlook them. When I first moved here over 5 years or so ago, I remember people would be like, I don't want to go downtown to Toledo. It wasn't dangerous then. It's thriving now. And I could see how you could look the same way at public transit. I don't want to be on the bus with those people. What if public transit was completely reshaped? Listen close. Listen now to Q and Derek. Could you guys both introduce yourselves? Q, I don't want to get your name wrong.
My name is Quantrinon Burks.
Okay.
It means King of Four Kingdoms.
Okay. That is Wakanda-esque.
It is.
King of Four Kingdoms forever. I'm all tongue-tied. Derek Bobo, that one's a lot easier.
Yes, I'm more simple, you know. Derek, D-E-R-E-K, short version. Derek.
Does it mean anything? Kingdom, prince?
No. Just Derek Bobo. Just
Junior. Let me explain how I came across you guys. If it wasn't clear to you, Q, and I was explaining it over Messenger. So last Monday or Tuesday, I follow Nate's Code City Project, where I like when people ask me about it, I'm like, it's like a weekly mini TED Talk. Are you guys familiar with those at all? TED Talks.
We went to one.
We have them here. I got to speak at the one last September. Maybe you guys can do the next one. Cool. They come around in September. Yeah. You guys know Will Lucas?
Yep. I met Will Lucas.
Will's a great contact as well. Will is kind of the...
He has a podcast too.
Yep. Will is like the steward of TED Talks. Okay. And I like to explain that the Code City with Nate are like TED Talks. Weekly inspirational people he has doing big things in the community, whether it's entrepreneurship, businesses, people just with really good ideas. And then I see...
Tech Village.
Nate's got his Hyperloop dream going on that he's going to make a reality so we can all get to New York in like 30 minutes.
It's going to happen.
And I see you guys, and I see that Nate's typing up something about a Tarta project and an app. And then I went and searched the Blade article. And the reason this stood out to me was when I was working at my other radio station a couple of years ago, Tarta was working on an app. They released their own app, and they tried to do a lot of promotions with us. We had like our stunt guy out on the bus, and it was like Find Rodney, and you had to use the app. And I don't know whatever came of it, but I had not heard anything with an app and Tarta until last Monday when I came across you guys. So could you guys both talk about what you're doing? I really appreciate where this idea came from, because I'm from Philadelphia. I lived in Detroit, where they're slowly getting public transportation. So I appreciate your perspective of why public transit is so important.
Thank you.
We got some connects in Detroit too. We're gonna start here.
So yeah, start at the beginning with this app and with Tarta and the birth of all this stuff.
It was from a closed door. You know how they say, close one door, another door opens, and that's exactly what happened. We approached this program about being supported for this entrepreneurial idea we had. And how different it was, and how trendy it was, and they were like, oh, "We really don't support that."
Quick interruption. This program, was this the UT thing, the innovations program?
No, this was actually it's a new program. It's called the it's only been around for about a year, maybe a little more. Next Tech program.
Okay.
And they help entrepreneurs in the tech, from the technical aspect of things, trying to pursue their endeavors, their entrepreneurship endeavors.
What was the closed door that you guys wanted to smash down?
We wanted to open up a social media management.
Yeah, we was trying
agency.
To open up our own social media agency, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, we presented it to what was his name? What's the guy?
Brian.
Yeah, Brian. We presented it to Brian, and he told him they didn't really. What's the word I'm looking for?
support
the idea we had at the time. So, you know, that was just like kind of like, oh man, you know, reality, like, you know, you think you got something, it's going to kind of bring you back down to size. Like, oh
right.
No, we don't support that. And, but he sends in another direction towards Norm.
Jim.
Yeah, Jim Knapp. And then that's how we went on to meet, what's Norm's last name? Norm.
Rapino.
Yeah, Rapino from University of Toledo.
And you guys are both UT students or were UT students?
Yeah,
okay.
We went to UT.
Okay.
Played a little ball there too.
I saw that because when I was Googling you guys, like football player, ESPN profiles
came up.
I'm like, Blade, your names. And then I'm like, great, there's an ESPN profile here. I'm looking for the bus routes and stuff. So, so in the Blade article that was up, I believe, last weekend online and in the paper, you guys talked about how you've been other places. I think Atlanta was one of the cities.
Yeah.
And being ball players, you've traveled a lot. So I appreciate the perspective because everybody thinks, like, we've all seen on social media, like, the only in Toledo stuff. And the reality is, like, that stuff happens everywhere.
Right.
And we all live in our own little silos that you guys aren't in. So you see how public transportation is an asset in a variety of ways in other cities, correct?
For sure.
And you want to make it more, accessible, easy to use, more just user-friendly here?
Yep. Yeah, definitely. Yeah, just, you know, more accessible for the public and just bringing it more up to date. You know, that's, you know, the wave of the future is where we're headed. So, you know, why not, you know, hop on, you know, the ship and ride the wave, you know, and convert things over, you know, start now.
So what was it? How were you going to do? You were going to do that through the app?
Yeah, most definitely. Just the whole convenience of knowing exactly when you step outside that your public transportation is going to be accurate and beneficial to you.
Mm-hmm.
And a few ways. That's the whole customer retention thing and gaining customers aspect of it. You know, why is this more beneficial to me? How convenient is this?
For
sure.
Because
if it's not super convenient, like, and I mean really convenient and simple, what's the point of me using this when I have a fully functioning vehicle?
Yeah.
And, you know, we had a meeting today with I forgot the guy's last name, but his name is Matt. He was telling us that, you know, why would they ride it if it provided any type of inconvenience?
Mm-hmm.
And so that's from the people that don't ride it. And another thing he was saying was the people that do ride it have to ride it.
Mm-hmm.
So they're kind of forced to ride it. What's going to keep them riding the bus and promoting it? And we figure that out.
I'm an advocate of public transportation. Here we have TARTA, where I grew up in Philadelphia. We had SEPTA, Southeastern Pennsylvania Transportation Authority. So I was always riding SEPTA buses for school transportation, or when I'd go visit like family members. To my grandma didn't drive, we took one of those. So it was weird for me to get to Detroit, where there really wasn't any public transportation. But it's important for a variety of reasons. One, you know, Uber's great. You talk about like convenience and being able to just have this at our fingertips. And there's been some problems with Uber, legal, illegal, all that stuff.
We're learning from that too.
Exactly. So some people are
mistakes.
Some people are a little hesitant now, or more hesitant than they were in the get-go, and they're a little wary. And I know there's Lyft out there as well. But one thing that I had come across in the last like year or so was, it's great to have this, but it puts more cars on the road.
Mm-hmm.
And granted, some people are working and it gives them a job, but talk about you know, taking care of the environment and all that stuff,
right,
creates more traffic.
Yeah.
But you're talking about convenience, and I think it was Domino's. I mean, you guys are what, 29,
30, 31? Yeah,
exactly. Okay, I'm 39. I'm part of the generation. I've always been totally impatient. So I understand the generation that wants to know things and wants convenience. And this podcast, for instance.
Right.
You know, you don't have to do live radio anymore.
It's digital radio.
It's when somebody was like, I really miss hearing the live show. And I'm like, it is live when you're listening to it. The only difference is we're not taking like live phone calls.
Right.
And I think it was Domino's. Like, the pizza game is competitive. There's
definitely
Papa John's,
what's your angle?
Domino's, Pizza Hut. We got our local places here.
And Geno's.
We got Geno's. We got all of them here. We got good places here. I think it was, like, I read that Domino's turned their business model around by letting people be able to track their pizza from when that person sticks their hand in the cheese to when it goes in the car and you can watch the car go. And it's the little things like that, and it totally like got Domino's back in the game and back in the black.
Yeah, you're right.
And it's something little like that.
Right.
They didn't. They might have changed the ingredients, but it was some 25-year-old's ability to go, "Hey, my pizza's getting in the car," and to make public transportation cool or usable.
Yeah.
Like that's what you guys want to provide, right?
For sure.
I take the 67 bus or whatever. Where is it? Is it running on time? How
is
many,
it broke down?
Right.
Is it, how many seats are open? Where can I sit?
Exactly.
Are these are all the things that you guys have thought trying to...
Oh, definitely, yeah. Definitely. Most definitely. The features that we have that are going to be most prominent initially in the app are like most definitely solving those problems. And that's what we did, man. We found a problem. And we figured out a way to solve it. We did our due diligence. This isn't just something we just thought about and we're sitting
actually,
on.
We actually went out there, rode the bus, you know.
Got what was your experience, Derek, riding the bus?
Well, first,
look, I curse on this thing. We talk about kinds of. We talk about everything.
You know,
so be as candid as.
We can be candid.
Totally candid. I mean, I don't want you to like undermine your business here.
It's too late,
but.
I'm messing
with you. As candid as you want. What was your experience? Sure. Because I bet you a lot of people.
It was cold. Let's throw that out
just
there.
Say the least.
It was definitely cold. You know, we're out there. You know, winter time in the cold. You know, walking around. You know, so we had to dress warm for sure. But yeah, I mean, it was an experience though. Just learning about yourself too. You know, how far would you go? When you really want something, you see something. So. It was a personal, experience, for myself too.
What did you learn being on that bus?
It was dirty.
That's
what
everybody. Sanitation, else was saying. It was kind of dirty, sanitation, got people giving you dirty looks here and there. But
I don't want to talk to you, don't want to shake your hand. We was trying to conduct a field study.
Right.
And they were just like, some people was like, "No, we're not talking to you. We know what you want to do."
You bring up a great point, and this guy, Matt, enlightened me as you guys shared it, that the people that ride the bus now have to ride the bus. But it's important for people who don't ride it to use it. I know the mayor's, you guys know about the mayor and his Wednesday thing.
Yeah, we had an interview with him.
I'll give you a quick, for instance, for me, living right downtown, I'd like to be able to, and let's say I don't want to drive down to the Renaissance. Because I don't want to get in my car and go a mile and then have to pay to park.
Right.
But maybe it's a little cold or it's rainy one night. Like, I want to be able to open up an app and be like, when's that Tarta bus stopping in front of Owens Corning? I'll run down there. When's it coming? How many seats are available? Is it warm? Is it clean?
Yep.
And that's so convenient for me and other people who downtown is trying to draw.
Exactly. Exactly. Yep. And like you said, that small thing that people probably never really thought about, but it's so simple that can be implemented, and we've figured that out.
Looking in from the other side, we're the public, we the people here, so it's seen it and we hop right on it. And
what were some of the other things that stood out to you that struck you as like, this is an opportunity, we can make money, that's great, we can also help people too? There's definitely
that's
a void
the biggest
here.
Thing.
What else jumped out at you when you were riding that bus?
Well, of course,
we should be occupied.
You always want to be compensated.
Sure. one thing that I was thinking about as I walk my dogs all the time, so I see all these buses, and it struck me, maybe something else to incorporate is, in some way, you guys can be involved in, and again, this is like a larger plan, and I know you've had some early, or at least Tardan knows what you're working on, right?
Most definitely. Yes.
Can we get some Wi-Fi on the bus? Another draw, right?
Yeah.
Another draw.
Yeah, that would be lovely, but that takes funding.
Yep. Yep.
So our goal was to help them bring in more. And we've discovered a way. It was simple, but overlooked from both ends. That's why we're the perfect medium in this whole thing. From the riders and the driver's perspective, and then from the technical side of things, we're the perfect medium, because they can develop all this stuff that helps these riders out, but what if they don't need help with all this stuff?
Or they don't want it.
Right?
I mean, if the bus isn't going to be clean, I have a hard time seeing them embracing your very forward-thinking idea. And that's easy. Pick up the track.
And the thing is, I'm glad you said that, because that's what we've designed, so people will, if at the end of the day that doesn't happen, they're still going to be satisfied about being bus riders. And we've discovered how to make that, I don't want to say how to make them overlook it, but be like, hey, well, at least, you know, I got this.
Customer appreciation.
It shouldn't even be that, though.
It shouldn't.
You should have a little bit more pride in your product, and I get it. Yeah. A lot of people these days, especially blue collar workers, are overworked and underpaid, and the last thing you want to do is go a little bit extra. But to create a project like this, as downtown continues its renaissance, exactly, its rebirth, picking up the trash is an easy thing. Installing Wi-Fi on a bus, or getting them accurate with seating on an app, okay, that's next level. But you can keep it clean.
You exactly can keep it clean. Like you said, we shouldn't even be against that, but you could at least do that. And we want to do this. And
right,
that's not even happening. So we most definitely see ourselves as that spark. At the least, that spark, like, these dudes want to do something. They're from Toledo. They're adamant about it.
Yep.
They want to put all they have into this and making it happen.
Local guys too,
for sure.
Local companies.
When I read the article, the Tarta gentleman seemed a little dismissive. I guess at worst and nicest, like, not very interested in the moment.
Yeah.
So what's the next step in that relate? Have they asked you to do something? Have they asked you to get more backing? Like, do you feel good, positive that this will move forward with them? Because it should.
Most definitely, we feel good about this moving forward.
Good.
Discussions are continuing, and that's all we can ask for, is another opportunity to speak. And we want to make sure all the T's are crossed and all the I's are dotted, and that this is always a progressive thing, because we really have a solid, it's at this point, it's beyond an idea.
For
it,
sure.
It can happen.
We're definitely talking.
It just needed a head nod.
I mean, it costs $100 to make an app.
Yeah.
It's very cheap. It's very cheap to make an app. And I realize that there's some infrastructure technology that needs to be involved.
Yep. AI.
But just a very, if there was a beta bus, this could be very easy.
Yep.
So good. I hope it gets done. Do you guys have a next step? Do you want to share about other partnerships?
Honestly, our next step is to continue meeting with people, continue having these discussions, and sooner or later, it's going to happen sooner rather than later, because we want to make this initiation within the next, no longer than the next month, and then dedicate pretty much the rest of the year to making this happen.
Are there any models around the country that you could go, look, here, it works?
Not in this light. We have multiple references.
Yeah.
That's why we can't. We
couple, you know, of ideas we kind of, you know, kind of looked at, you know, to convert ours over.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah. You know, we still had our, you know, our own ideas at the end to make it, you know, different.
We not laying out so much of the features, like, I guess you could say publicly.
Mm-hmm. No, I get it.
But, you know, because we want to make sure we're doing everything right. We want to make sure the process is correct, and that we really have this opportunity to lay this out for the people that need it. And this is coming from the research from the out and being out in the field and doing this work. This is coming from that, because we had an idea originally, and even that altered. We already had one of the a few of the features that we wanted to implement to that, but as we talked to people, we found out the one that we most definitely wanted to do wasn't even on the front burner of these people's minds. They were, that's why we got out in the field and we asked questions that weren't subjective to the answers we needed. We pretty much worked around it, asked questions around it, and every questionnaire and answer from the public came full circle back to something we had that needed to be on the forefront of this feature.
Can you share what that is? If you don't want to, it's fine.
Yeah, I don't want to share what it is, but just know it's like not even.
If it's
once you hear it, you're gonna be like.
If it's something you kept coming back to, then obviously it's something that you can feel a need for, and you can help people out. Last question with all this stuff: what's been your biggest stumbling block so far? The one thing that keeps frustrating you in this whole project? Is it a money thing, supporters like that, partnerships, getting people to get like emails back to you or things like that?
Partnership is, that's actually a strong side for us, because like he said a little earlier, guys are willing to get right behind us and help us, you know, push this thing forward right away.
Good.
Like I said, we're talking to the people we need to, you know, we're in meetings every other week, you know, other day. it's moving pretty quick for us.
Do you have maybe even like an optimistic ETA for this project being active, or at least, you know, beta tested?
We get the right head nods, man. This is going down this year. Like, that's how adamant about it we are. We're willing to show that, like, hey, you know, we get these approvals right here. We're like day and night.
Yeah.
You know, we're actually gonna be able to think better if we get that acceptance, you know, those exclusive rights, or that, you know, like I said, the head nod, for lack of better terms. We get that, go ahead. We're like, this will probably be fine-tuned, because we still have outside stuff that we incorporate and we do in our normal daily life. But if we can delegate all our time and energy to one focus, the both of us, because we think different. That's why, you know, B&B Connections LLC is most definitely a think tank.
So that's you guys?
Yeah.
Good.
Yes.
You got a Facebook page that people can like for that?
Same. Not for that yet. Okay. Not for that. It's coming.
Right. Let me know.
I'm on social media heavily. Same QB.
All right. Let me know.
The designing stages.
I guess last important question with this. How was your interaction with the mayor?
Oh, it was wonderful. We asked him questions around our central point. I mean, roundabout questions, not direct questions, but roundabout questions. And his answers led back to the same thing. Against everything we were thinking, everything that we were hoping to answer led right back to it. And that's when we was like,
exactly, what we needed to hear.
Sometimes asking the right questions is the biggest challenge for people, and you guys seem to at least be doing that. Yeah. And to have a new mayor who is connected with younger people, diverse people from different sexes, races, religions, ethnicities, all that stuff.
Definitely.
Like, he's been
rides the bus.
And rides the bus. It's Wednesdays, right?
Yeah. Hey, Fridays? I don't know.
It's one day a week.
One week. He said he rode it three times.
Oh, yeah, his car broke down.
To have that kind of champion in your back pocket is good to have. So
sure, I like
if
him.
People don't want to work with you, they're going to wind up working against you at some point. Or right, working for you.
There you go.
Let's ask the important... Derek, did you see Infinity War?
Yes, sir.
Q, what were your thoughts when you were leaving it? Because we were talking about it before it came out last week. We were talking more about the movie than we were the project. Did you love
it? I just wanted to sit down and just think, I just thought everything was over. Like after the movie, I was kind of depressed. Like, why even make another one?
Right.
You're not familiar with the comics, right?
How can they stop?
I am. Okay. I am. But I don't want to refresh myself on how the war was won.
Right.
So I'm not until the movie comes out, which is going to be agonizing, but
it's just 1 year as opposed
it's
to
just 1 year.
It's usually like 3 years in between these things, right. So it's like 1 year.
You gotta bring them right back to back now.
I know people were flipping out like when Spider-Man and Black Panther went up in dust, but I'm like, come on, even the most ignorant person knows that there's gonna be like sequels and sequels. And I know it's sad little Peter Parker's dead, but he'll be back.
He's not really dead, he's sober.
And yeah, they made that part very emotional for
they
people.
Made that super emotional, like yeah. If I wasn't a G,
right,
I would have cried.
There were some people, there were some angry black ladies in the 905 Friday morning showing that I went to that were like standing up, like booing, like they've hated LeBron James since he was drafted when the Black Panther started to disappear. And I just wanted to go, lady, he's coming back.
Most definitely. His movie did $1 billion. He's coming back.
Derek, what'd you think of it?
Oh, I mean, it was a great movie. Like I said, I love all the Marvel movies, so yeah, they did it big with this one. But like I said, I'm happy that, you know, it's only gonna be a year, like you said. People really love this stuff.
What do you
Josh Brolin, best evil performance since Heath Ledger.
I said the same thing. We're on the same page.
Flat out.
Better. I had read that somebody said Marvel's got a new top villain, even right after Killmonger. You compare him at all? Because everybody loved Thanos to Killmonger.
No.
There's no.
There's
comparison.
No comparison.
In what
I
way?
I like Michael B. Jordan, but I just seen a guy sit down the Hulk.
Yeah.
Right.
There's no comparison. There.
No,
yeah.
I get it.
He's too powerful.
Like Killmonger was it was grounded. Like we could all. At least I thought about it watching the movie. I'm like, if we grew up in that kind of environment and you just got left there in the projects, we'd probably have a shitty attitude as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, like you said, it's more grounded, but man, the way I think, dude, like I said, this is art. What we want to do is a baby step to what we really want to do.
Right.
So how I look at it, both feet on the ground, head up to the stars.
Well, you guys play football at UT?
Most definitely.
What years?
08, 09. Yeah.
Let me ask yourself a question. Were you any good? Coming from somebody
personally?
I was a beast. I was a dog. Definitely.
Do you know your stats?
I ran 4.34 coming out of high school.
I should have played D. Let's put it like that.
I definitely should be in the NFL. You know, I was overlooked.
When it comes to what's the thing you take away most from your football career, Derek?
I would say just probably leadership. You know, just following my dream still. You know, I see something, you know. I work hard at it, you know. So I would just say my leadership role and having to just like, you know, step up when, you know, unexpected times, and you know, just, you know, lead things to success. And I think I take that leadership role from football.
True, your takeaway from your football career at UT?
Resilience and perseverance. You know, you're talking about a walk-on. So just that right there, you got to be resilient and persistent, because sometimes people do get overlooked. You are that good, but if they're not looking in your direction, doesn't matter how good you are. So that resilience and that persistence.
Where'd you guys go to high school at?
Scott
High School.
Both Scott.
Yep. Okay. Jessup W.
Last question. With all the head trauma stuff that comes out now with football, any of that stuff bother you? Does it bother you guys at all? Concerns for the future?
Yeah, definitely. Well, kind of hit home with me with that situation, because I got a son, and I had to stop him from playing ball,
right?
Because of the head trauma stuff. So, kind of bothered me a little bit, because I played football my whole life. You know, want to see my son grow up. You know, following his father's footsteps. You know,
could you imagine how many concussions you might have had if you had any at all?
Yeah, I don't think I had too many. I probably gave a few, but
concussions are okay when your hands are down, right?
That's serious though. So you know, but they making it safe though nowadays for the kids and stuff, with the way technology and stuff, and the extra padding and helmets nowadays. Mm-hmm. So
Q, any of the head trauma stuff get with you?
Honestly, no, because of what I'm specifically doing in regards to health, the studies that I'm always involved in, webinars, seminars. See, outside of this, I'm heavily involved in health and wellness. Like, that's
awesome.
A big thing I do. And exactly the study that I study prevents CTE from developing, you know, not trying to say it's a cure.
Right.
But prevention is the best method. And I most definitely have a way to reduce oxidative stress by 40% in 30 days.
You'll be the football messiah. You'll be the one that saves the game.
Maybe.
Really, for real though, the last question this time, who are your NFL teams? Derek?
The Mighty Morphin Pittsburgh Steelers.
Q? Browns?
No.
You might as well like
Lions?
The Browns.
No. America's team.
Really?
Not the Steelers.
Dallas Cowboys. The Dallas Cowboys.
Just because they were good in the 90s when you were a kid?
Yeah, straight up Deion.
Same thing with
straight
you, Derek. The Steelers have always been good.
We won.
I know, five. Six. Sorry.
I witnessed, you know, two. You know, I've seen the one in the 90s. Was it 94? Why was it? When they played the Cowgirls?
96 when we won. 96. Cowboys won.
Who's your favorite player growing up, Q? Derek. Sorry.
My favorite player was Michael Vick and Steve Smith.
Michael, like Falcons Michael Vick?
Yes.
Or Madden NFL Vick?
Virginia Madden. Tech okay. And Atlanta Falcons Michael Vick.
Your favorite player growing up, Q?
My favorite player growing up. Deion Sanders, and then
the Cowboy version. Cause
I like the pay me and show me the money one.
Okay,
that's so yeah, Cowboys version.
When everybody liked the Raiders because they had the cool logo and they were black and silver. I liked the Falcons because they were black when they changed their colors, and I got into Deion.
So
I
like that
Neon Deion, Andre Rison. Chris Miller, they made the playoffs like once, and then they were trash after that. But yeah, I remember Deion. He tormented Eagle teams that I rooted for.
Brett Favre on that team. Was it Brett Favre?
His first year.
He got drafted by the Falcons.
Second year, I think. Oh,
okay. And then he got traded over to the Packers.
Right, I know. Remember he was.
Yeah. Well, guys, what's the name of the company that will eventually be public that people can catch up with you at for social stuff and B&B Connections?
B&B LLC.
B&B LLC.
B&B Connections LLC. And we'll probably have another go-by name, but that's the main entity.
Well, good luck with everything.
Sure.
People, how can people track you guys down if they're listening to this and they want to help out or follow this project, which is an important one for the area?
Same QB on Facebook. SAME. QB.
Derek, I tried to look you up, but I couldn't find you.
On purpose? I mean, not on purpose, but I'm not a big social media guy, but, you know, guys can reach me at, you know, just email me at, you know, DerekBobo@me.com. It's my name, @me.com.
Because if you look up his name, you're going to get his ESPN profile.
I got an IG out there. You know, it's nothing big. You know, I'm just one of them first startup guys, just downloaded it, so.
We coming at this thing from all angles, man. We need somebody on the ground and in the skies.
I like it. Good luck with everything, all right? Good to meet
sure,
you guys.
Thanks for having us, man.